listening to Ugg Live. 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. So for those of you who are just tuning in from, just coming on in the 8 p.m. Eastern hour, we had a call in the last segment from, Bill in Massachusetts. And, Bill felt like we had it all wrong as far as, all the intelligence agencies not being separate but being all put together, and that I think that they're...
It was hard for me to understand exactly, he was kind of all over the place. But
well, he was angry, and I think that we reacted in sort of an angry fashion with him, it comes down to communication techniques, right? Like, if you start, call in, if you talk to somebody and you're upset and angry with them, and it comes through in your voice, then and you don't have control of your emotions, then they're probably going to react in a similar fashion.
Yeah, and if you're going to start insulting people, which he did. Mm-hmm. How do you react?
What did you consider the insult?
That, you guys are just up there. I don't know what kind of world you live in.
Yeah.
But,
how are you so disconnected?
You're disconnected. Which is absolutely correct. I called out everything that he said. I knew exactly what he was talking about. How am I disconnected if I know what he's talking about?
Well, you haven't researched enough. Even though you've done the research and you understand.
Well,
that's
the gap with conspiracy theories. You can never do enough research. Right. There's always a deeper level.
And it's,
there were both of those calls, both Bill and Lauren, who had just called in before. And I found Lauren a little nicer than Bill. But, I had some questions that I wanted to ask them. And I wanted to clarify some things. And it was hard to get a sentence in. Because they were just going. Like, there didn't seem to be a feedback or a two-way in those conversations.
There's also the back and forth of, the show dynamic, having three hosts and then one caller.
But the caller was doing most of the talking in both of those cases. And, if I have questions, often we get blamed for not doing enough research, right, if we have questions about this stuff. But to me, and to, many other people, extraordinary claims are going to require some extraordinary evidence, right? And if something is demonstrably true and you can show it, you don't need to yell at people to try to get them to accept that that is true. You can just show them very...
Well, has anyone ever had their opinion changed by being yelled at? I'm just wondering.
I don't think so.
I think it's generally a bad technique. Usually people will change their opinions because they felt that they have grasped something new.
Yeah, or they've been heard, they've had their questions answered. I'm fine about having a dialogue with somebody, but I don't think anybody likes to be yelled at or told that, oh, no, you're all wrong, you're not doing this, you need to do that, right? Does anybody really respond well to that?
I want
people who are thinking about these things to, just give a little bit of thought to their communication tactics, because personally I've been really turned off by people who call and just say, look, you're a sheeple, you need to do your research,
and wake up.
They have an angry tone of voice. I feel really turned off by that. And I have to say, when I experience that, I'm not very excited about doing research.
And that's one of the stereotypes.
What they're saying to do research.
One of the stereotypes of sort of the conspiracy theorist type is that they're preachy, loud, mean, name callers. They say, "Wake up, sheeple! You're so stupid. Why don't you get it?"
Because
you didn't come to the same conclusion that they came, reading the same stuff that they read.
I understand that, and they have a lot of passion about these ideas, and they're upset because, frankly, the world we live in, there is a lot of tyranny, but. To be able to share that message with other people, it has to be a real dialogue.
Also, people aren't going to agree with you. The sum total of it. Here on Free Talk Live, for me, the only thing that I suggest that we all come on board with is no hitting, no threatening, no stealing. If we can get that down, we're fine. Like, we don't all have to agree on the same thing. We don't have to believe, you don't have to have this, huge pantheon of beliefs. Because you're never going to get everybody to believe what you want to believe.
Right.
It's hard enough to get them to agree, no hitting, no threatening, and no stealing. So those are, you know, those are relatively easy things that most people will try to agree with, and they still don't agree with them. So that's, you know, for me, yeah, that's where it comes down.
And, you know, one of the, I just have to say, one of the caveats I have with a lot of, because I've watched a ton of conspiracy videos and read a lot of conspiracy books and all that stuff, and everybody talks about how, oh, you know, a common theme in a lot of these conspiracies is this mind control stuff. But Alex Jones or whoever on YouTube uses the spooky music, the emotional...
the same tactics.
Yeah, the emotional bravado. They use all the same tactics that they're claiming the government uses to try and convince you of their stuff.
Now, isn't it indicative of somebody with schizophrenia that they claim that somebody's trying to control their mind?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that one of the things? And that they're constantly putting together facts and stringing those things as though they're relevant. Somebody's been in here. This thing's been moved.
Yeah.
You know, the black helicopter up in the sky is following me. Mm-hmm. You know, they tend to be megalomaniacal in the sense that they believe that everything's about them. They believe that...
To be fair, though... governments and other, you know, like medical authorities who want to control people have used that, like, labeling of somebody as paranoid or schizophrenic or crazy to discredit them when maybe they had a legitimate problem.
Right, but then that's what the conspiracy theorists are doing, is they're calling you a sheeple to discredit you.
Right.
So they're using the same tactics.
Creating a new mental illness, which is sheepleness.
Sheepleism. Versus right. Sherson.
Well, it's all a blame game, right? It's all shaming people, and I don't think shaming people into doing research or having an opinion is a very effective way to get them on board.
Let's go to Tricia in North Carolina. Okay. Tricia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was just listening to you guys talking about the caller Bill and Lauren, and I hadn't heard the conversation or the call, but I did want to say I listen every night, and I find it extraordinary that people can call up with the subject they want to talk about, and you can speak about it so intelligently, and it sounds so well-researched, very insightful. Last night It really is. It's amazing because usually, everybody has their topic, you know, that the host, of course, can choose. And most hosts choose their topic, and then they'll just cut people off or not put them on. I find it extraordinary. And last night, I was listening about the man who's on the run.
Dorner?
Yeah, Dorner. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And I found it very last night's conversation was awesome. Listening to your insight and Ian's insight really changed my mind about the whole thing.
What were you thinking beforehand? I mean, you know, I don't know that we were trying to change anybody's insight about anything, but what were you thinking?
I was thinking, well, because I learned a lot about, like, police brutality, and I take your word for it that this goes on. It's much more common than people know of that aren't involved in police work or don't have any kind of contact with that. And, you know, I can see where someone would feel, you know, really jilted and then have 3 or 4 years for that to fester.
Yeah.
And feel like they were going to save the world. And then they see someone kicking, like you were calling it Chupalata or something like that.
Chupacabra was the name of an officer.
The nickname of an officer. Yeah, like, I think it's that monkey that runs around that people are afraid of. I don't know if it's real or not, but...
scary, blood-sucky monkey.
Yeah, but someone would kick someone in the face while they were cuffed. I mean, when you see injustices like that, you know, people have different ways of coping with it. And I love listening to the two of you and all of you, your insight into different topics, because most of the time the callers, like you said, I didn't hear Lauren, but most of the time the callers come... And they know it all, they have their opinions, and they want to put their opinion out, and they're not listening a lot of times. I'm not saying all the time, but a lot of times they're trying to convince you or convince themselves that they're right.
Yeah, Tricia, I appreciate you acknowledging that, because Free Talk Live is really different than other shows, because even when someone disagrees with us, we'll hang on to them, you know, we'll still talk to them, right? When a lot of other hosts, they would never get on in the first place, or they would be dumped the minute that they said something that was, you know, quote, out of line.
And you're very fair and courteous to everybody. It's amazing how fair you are to people. Really, this show is so different than anything I've ever heard before. I love it. I think it's fantastic, and I have nothing to add, but I think you guys are just awesome.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You know, I didn't think Lauren's call was bad. I think that Bill was, you know, in a state of upset. That's what I think. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
We were just talking about the accused cop killer in California, Dorner, I guess is his...
He's got drones after him now.
Yeah, they got the drones out after him. You know, I wouldn't be as worried about the drones as I would be about the dogs.
Yeah.
You know, drones can see you from the sky, but the dogs know where you were a day ago. Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, creatures, just the abilities that that they have. Real quick, I want to tell you about Mortgage Minute Guy. Mortgage Minute Guy wants you to know that the FHA is changing its rules on home loans, and likely those rule changes are not going to be favorable to borrowers, certainly not as favorable as they are today. If you can get your refi in, or if you're buying a house, if you can get it done before April the 1st, you can avoid these rule changes. Obviously, I can't tell you. I don't even know all the rule changes. That's why I can't tell you. I don't have the time, nor do I have the information to tell you about all the rule changes. But Mortgage Minute Guy and his staff of professionals certainly do. They can give you the rundown. That's all you have to do is give them a call, or you know, go to the website. You can get in contact with them there at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. The telephone number is 866-288-0088. Mortgage Minute Guy has been dealing with Free Talk Live, and you know, frankly, they've been all over talk radio for more than a decade. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088 to find out more about these rule changes for the FHA. Let's go to the phones. Got Mike calling in from Dallas. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, last night, boy, it was a hot topic. That was the first night I couldn't get through to Free Talk Live.
Really?
But, yeah. You know what? The thing is, and last night, Mark, you said, maybe it was you, or I don't know if it was Ian, but anyway, one of you said that they've got more people on this guy, like it was a more intense manhunt for this cop killer than you've seen before, and there's a reason for that. I suspect that there are several neighborhoods in Southern California and maybe across the United States where this guy is a folk hero of sorts. And if he's not already, he will become one. Now, if you remember the L.A., the Bank of America shooting with the two guys with the AKs, remember that?
When did that happen?
No, you're going to have to give me a little more of the facts.
I'm not familiar either.
Well, several years ago, maybe it was over a decade ago, the two guys with AKs held up the Bank of America, and they kept 300 LAPD officers at bay.
Didn't they have bulletproof vests on?
Yeah, they were decked out, all tacked out.
But, yeah, I remember this.
You know, and people saw, even at that time, that those two men with AKs, they made the LAPD look like Keystone Cops. They just didn't know what to do. They were running around scared. And this guy is putting it into our lexicon that, hey, one man can stand up against these guys. The police really want him because he knows their standard operating procedure. He knows when they're most vulnerable. He knows where they hang out. He's one of them. And plus, he also broke the code.
Yeah, it's all a very interesting story, and I agree that it has many of the elements of sort of, you know, a modern day comic book.
Yeah, I think so.
It has you know, this guy who got into, you know, the police force to do the right thing. He feels that the police force is corrupt. You know,
now he's going vigilante.
I don't support what he did.
It sounds like I never support killing.
Yeah, right. It sounds like he went after somebody. This police officer that he killed didn't even have anything to do with the Los Angeles.
Are they still allegations, or is it considered fact?
I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of the stuff's up in the air, and I don't trust the media on this information. I don't hear them talking about what this guy wrote down, and I think that his concerns sound extraordinarily valid. I mean, the things that this guy was talking about going on in the Los Angeles Police Department, I believe it. The reason I believe it is because that's what they were talking about in the O.J. Simpson trial. There
right.
was a they had actual audio from back in the 90s at that time that, you know, they're coming on the radio. Now, think about it for a second. They're coming on the police radio, and they're talking about, it looks like gorillas in the mist out here. And,
yeah.
you know, they're talking, they're in a black neighborhood. Now, if a cop has the cojones to come on the radio and say that it's going to go out to all the people that are working in Los Angeles Police Department, many of whom have to be of different, you know, ethnic origins.
Right.
And to say this, to me, says that that's an incredible amount of institutional racism going on in that
sure.
In that particular
yeah.
place. So, you know, a decade later...
We've heard that from multiple other sources, too.
Absolutely.
Well, the profiling's in their training books, and that's just, I mean, that's just an impetus for this kind of thing.
And they deal with, you know, police officers tend to deal with a, you know, a lower class of citizen, and that's big in that realm, too. And so, you
what,
know...
Racism?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, when black people are calling themselves the N-word, Yeah, I understand you don't call it racism, but it gives license to other people to use the word.
I don't know. Go ahead, Mike. No, go ahead.
The worst thing that could ever happen is the people realize that we don't need them, that we're stronger and bigger than them as a group. That's the last thing the police want, is a folk hero cop killer. And all the news channels, I just watched some stuff on the internet, there are thousands of hits. Type in people supporting L.A. cop killer, and there's thousands of results. I mean, this guy will be a modern day folk hero, and the cops just do not want this to continue.
They can't catch him though. They haven't caught him yet, you know.
Yeah, I think he's going to get some more, and I think he's going to stay at large for a while.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to make any predictions like that at all. But I think it's very interesting. And this guy, it sounds like he's prepared. It sounds like, I'm just guessing. This is complete speculation on my part. It sounds like he's got some kind of bunker. He was ready. The fact that he was able to dodge those dogs just stupefies me. I don't care about your infrared airplanes in the sky. I really don't care about those. They mean nothing to me compared to a hot-nosed hound. I spent 8 years in prison, and I know what these dogs can do. And they're incredible creatures, and they can, you know, they can find people days old trails. And I can't imagine how this guy's gotten away the way he has, but he's been a week.
I still don't like the idea that they're using military technology to hunt down an American. I have, you know, that's a real problem for me. I understand your point that the dogs are far more lethal, but really, this is terrible.
Yeah,
not only that, but they're getting the wrong... I mean, there were several vehicles shot that were the wrong people. There were civilians.
Has there been any talk of investigation into the allegations that this guy made? You know, are they going to investigate the police?
Yes, actually, they said that they're going to do all that investigating now. If he'll just come in, he'll have the opportunity to talk. Of course, he'll have to face the music on the things he's done. But they're willing to put together a kangaroo trial, show trial like the one he had previously, and dismiss his concerns out of hand. Or maybe they'll put a couple of officers, sergeant, administration up on the chopping block or whatever. But
as he said, he already tried to fight this through the system or bring up his concerns through the, quote, legitimate channels, and he was not listened to.
Well, it just goes to show how pointless the legitimate channels are in the first place.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I've got to go kill three people for you to pay attention? What does that say about them? They're going to have these hearings? They should have had the hearings in the first place.
We saw a meme on the internet before the show. Saying, with the police chief saying, well, we're going to keep killing civilians until you turn yourself in.
Turn yourself in or we'll continue to kill civilians. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple.
How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. If you're looking for equipment for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, whether that's you or somebody you love, you know, whether it's camping or hunting, shooting gear, those kind of things, you can get all that stuff at the rock bottom prices at manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands that you want at some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. I have never seen a price that is lower than manventureoutpost.com. Whether it's equipment for, you know, shooting, rifle accessories or ammunition, or whether it's camping equipment like tents and apparel and all the things you need for the campfire, that kind of thing. You can get them at manventureoutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and like I said, rock-bottom prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. All right, let's go to George calling in from Vegas. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was just wondering who has already read the manifesto.
Actually, it was read on the air on Free Talk Live a couple nights ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because I find it really interesting, all the things he's addressing, the assault weapons ban and how he's... his plans and what he's about to do and how he wants to make some change, and he's thinking it's the best way to do it.
Yeah, well, do you think that this is the best way to do it?
No, I don't think it's the best way, but right. I think it might actually get something done.
It is, you know, what the sad part is, as I was listening, I think it was CNN today, it might have been yesterday, is there was some, you know, officious bureaucrat from some, you know, policing agency on the federal level that was saying, you know, come on in, Chris, we'll just go ahead, we'll give you the hearings that you want to have, and we'll look at this information. I mean, you know, they didn't want to hear. No, but they didn't care before he went and shot up people.
Right.
And I think that that's the sad.
Do they really think that's going to work on him because he was a cop?
I don't care if
he knows
works
those
not.
Tactics that they use to try to get people to turn themselves in. He knows that cops can lie.
The sad part is, you know, for me, from sitting on the outside, this benefits me. You know, either way, Dorner, you know, continuing to bring attention to these issues through the use of violence, which I don't agree with, or him coming in and there being, you know, some kind of show trials or whatever about these the discrimination and these issues going on in the Los Angeles Police Department regarding, violence against people who've been incarcerated.
I mean, I want to be pretty clear that, you know, I don't think the ends justify the means ever.
Yeah.
So I am disconcerted with that, but I mean, are some of the points that this guy's made valid? Sure.
I'm surprised no one's made the connection to Rambo First Blood either.
They got to bring a good supply of body bags, right?
Well, my father's a retired police officer, and he says that the blue line and what he's talking about, he says it happens all the time. You know, things get ignored or looked over because, you know, it's an officer who's been on the force for a while and maybe he did something wrong, but...
And who's going to hold them accountable?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we hear this all the time on Free Talk Live that the blue line is this this code by which police officers go, that they, you know, they give professional courtesy to other police officers and that kind of thing. And I think people naturally know this is true. Now, how far does it go? Obviously, it doesn't go to the ends of the earth. I mean, they clearly. They'll eat their own now and then. So exactly when and how far, how deep does it go? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen a police officer pulling over another police officer and giving them a parking ticket. I have seen one story of a police officer in a cruiser getting a speeding ticket from another police officer, and there are probably other stories of that. But what it goes to show, in this case, it was 120 miles an hour this police officer was going, and he had done it over the course of months. So it shows. That's
how long it took.
Right. It shows that that they overlooked it for months.
So much for equality under the law.
Right. And so.
Well, there's another double standard here too. Is that I've been seeing these pictures of cops, you know, on the search for Dorner, and they're carrying what would be called, if it was carried by anybody else, assault rifles.
Right.
And nobody is saying, you know, assault rifles are being employed in this search, or that we need an assault weapons ban for police or anything like that. They're more than happy to have the police have any kind of guns that they want. And it doesn't make sense because they're not subject to the same accountability that everybody else is. And so why would people want them to have these powerful weapons, right?
Well, if you look back at the 20th century and violence perpetrated by
not.
Right, organizations, you'll see that the organizations calling themselves the state have been by far the most violent organizations in human history.
Yeah.
So why in the world would we give them assault weapons? George?
Sorry, I kind of lost you there. Thanks for having me.
George.
Apparently we kept him on too long. 855, 450 free. Let's go to Tom, calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Now, they're going to have this investigation into the firing, and if they determine that the police department acted improperly in firing the guy, does that mean he gets his job back?
I guess not.
Now, there's another option here I want to just throw out on the table, because going back about 10 years, the city of Compton, California, shut down their police department.
Really? Okay.
And they abdicated everything over to the Los Angeles Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
And Los Angeles County is also in Los Angeles City is also in Los Angeles County. And that would also be an option here that I want to throw out. I don't know if the Los Angeles Sheriff's Office is any less crooked than the Los Angeles City Police Department. But I can relate an anecdote here. I'll point that has a lot to say about this kind of thing. It was many years ago, I got signed up for a summer school program, And when the bus arrived at the school that it was out of, it was field trips every day. And all the kids would get off the school bus, and much to my surprise, they would walk right over the mat without stopping to wipe their feet like we always had to do at the Catholic school. And naturally, I didn't want to be the only one to stop and wipe my feet on the mat. Oh, no, I would stand out, and everybody would giggle at me or whatever and pick on me for it. So, you know, I think there's a lot that, you know, the only cop that's doing something right, the only cop that's not accepting free donuts at the donut shop, the only cop that's not doing something wrong I think there's a, it's so much corruption that the one that's not doing it is the one that would be standing out like that.
Yeah, in that case, though, I think I understand your suggestion on what could be done, but I think actually having decentralization, I mean, I wish there weren't police forces at all myself in my ideal society, but I think we would want more police departments, you know, or not more police by numbers, but more departments. That way the corruption couldn't, like, spread so easily.
Yeah, and the state needs to oversee her municipalities, like the city of Los Angeles. The state needs to have the state attorney general crack down on this kind of stuff, too.
Well, I'm sure that the state would say that they do that. And, I mean, it's, you know, it always, they never seem to care until there's some kind of situation blows up.
It's all fun and games till somebody dies, right?
The only thing that works is cops under control or cops under flowers.
Tom, thanks for the call.
Under flowers, meaning dead?
Yes, that's what he's saying. I mean,
that's funny.
Ultimately, that's how governments have, you know, been changed throughout human history, right? I mean, it's nothing new.
Violence?
Can you tell me a different one? I mean, can you tell me how governmental, because the government is an agency of violence, and it
right,
is a monopoly.
That's what I was thinking. You know, violence is the status quo
yep.
in the government.
Well, India changed without violence, but...
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and there's other examples, too. I mean, but that's...
Can you change India now without violence, though?
I still think you can.
I think that you just can't do it on your own, and that's the problem.
Well, you can't do it as one person, no. But the bottom line, there's this crazy thought out there that somehow defensive capability is relied upon military might. And that somehow, like, you have to have violent ability to make any kind of change or something like that. And that's just not accurate. Just because nobody's tried it another way doesn't mean that that's the only way that it works.
You often cite that book about civil action, too, Mark.
Yeah, but it's Why Civil Resistance Works by Erica Chenoweth. Yep. And can't remember the other author's name. But it can be done. It's just, you know, throughout human history, that's the way it has been done. So
by and large, sure.
855 450 Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. You know, I was saying this is the live Sunday edition, and I'd like to point out that, you know, not a lot to watch, to listen to, excuse me, you can watch at cam.freetalklive.com, listen to on a, live on a Sunday evening. Free Talk Live respects you, the listener, enough to bring you a live show 7 days a week. Now, it's not always the same hosts. Obviously, I get a night off. Mine's Friday night. Stephanie, you come in to fill in for Ian here on Sunday and, you know, keep that chair warm for him. I appreciate that.
It stays warm until the next day when he does the show again.
Sadly, I'm just a Sunday special, but that's okay. You can email these guys and say, I want more Brian Sobbin.
You have to email Ian.
Yeah, Ian at freetalklive.com.
I only have control over Sundays. 855-450-FREE. Let's get right into the calls. Oh, real quick, before I go on, when you do your online shopping, I want you to consider doing your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. When you're going to Amazon or Newegg, we've got several retailers, online retailers there at shop.freetalklive.com. It takes an extra moment. Yes, I know that can be a pain when you're going online, but it helps Free Talk Live so much, and it helps the spreading the ideas of liberty, one person at a time. So, it's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Robert, listening in California. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Just started listening, trying to do a podcast on my own. So, I'm really liking what you guys are doing. But
well,
I wanted to talk about, we were reading the manifesto you guys posted last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the fact that it's so easy to get an assault weapon, yet at the same time, he thinks that only cops and military should be able to get them, but at the same time, it seems like he was using his status as this ex-military, well, still military, I believe, but he talks about using that to get the gun.
Yeah, I think that he's confused when it you know, on a lot of issues. This man is by no means Liberty Jesus, you know. he's not even against
the state, really.
I think the things that he doesn't like, and I don't like them either, and I think that they're valid. The points that he has that I think are very, very valid are that suspects who are in handcuffs should not be kicked in the face. That the police officers are that take advantage of people who are in under control, who are cooperating. Who say things over and over again, like, quit resisting, and then punch you in the face. Quit resisting, and then punch you in the face again.
Yeah.
Those people are cowardly little trolls that have been given jobs by the government and then are protected over and over again.
When they really need a psychiatrist.
Right. But yeah, and they should be seeing the other side of the jail cell.
And he experienced a ton of racism.
Yeah.
Was really upset about that.
You know, and my experience with law enforcement and racism is that it's just kind of tough work, and the tougher classes of people, I don't know how else to use terms. I don't like using terms like class, but I can say that I've lived in places where people use the N-word all the time, and they didn't even use it to talk about black people. They just used it to talk about each other and, you know, whatever they were. And you know, that there was just this institutional race, this idea that races were different in different ways, and just all kinds of things that floated around. These are old ideas that that are, you know, racist. And you know, it was just kind of a tough thing, and it should be gotten rid of. It shouldn't be, you know, just pandered to. This kind of behavior is not acceptable from public officials. It's just not acceptable. Robert?
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of crazy that he'd say all those things but still use that. And I'm from California, and I personally think it's crazier that the cops are shooting up people than he's targeting individuals.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that the greater crime here, and it's not getting mentioned. The greater crime is what was done in response to his murders. Than, you know, his murders.
Yeah.
You know, police just shooting up some random truck because they're looking for somebody or are scared.
There
was a two?
That.
Yeah, two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
that,
you know,
that didn't even match the color description. It was a completely different
color. Yeah, and just everyday people died from that.
And the fact that these police officers, I haven't heard about them going to jail. If I thought that I had, you know, a bad man who had done something bad to my family, and I shot up his vehicle, and it turns out it was some other group of people, and I shot them and hurt them, where would I be spending the evening?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, ask yourself this, and then if you have, if you have any question but jail or the hospital, and then jail afterwards, then you understand, you live in a hole in the ground if you have any other answer. But do you understand the difference between, you know, what it's like to be a civilian and what it's like to be a police officer? These people aren't in jail that I know of.
Yeah, it definitely shows the disparity between, you know, those artificial classes of people.
Robert? You're going to be a podcaster, Robert. You got to jump in. You got to elbow your way in the conversation, brother.
Yeah, I'm still learning that.
Do you already have your own show, or do you want to plug it real quick?
I just started doing it. I added you guys on my Skype that I'm using for it, the Third Perspective, Facebook.com, Third Perspective. I haven't posted any episodes yet, but we have two done just being... finish it up being edited, and it's
let me give you a little advice on that, Robert. The editing hole is a black hole that will suck in all your time.
I was about to say something to that effect.
Yeah.
Spoken as three fellow podcasters.
Yes. First, you want to just take out one little line, and then you're taking out the ums and the uhs and the you knows and all those things, and then pretty soon you've got 6 hours into a 1 hour podcast.
The best way to edit is before it comes out of your mouth.
Yeah. Live to tape is what my recommendation would be. Once you've got 6 months worth of podcast under your belt, Robert, get in contact with Ian and at LRN.FM, and he may be interested in taking you on board. But that's my advice to an up and coming podcaster.
Thank you. Will do.
Thanks a lot. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I think that on last night's show that people got the impression that we're like, go Chris Dorner!
Yeah, right.
You are the man! You are keeping us free! You know, Chris Dorner, not Liberty Jesus.
I didn't get that impression, but maybe people are tuning in and out of the show, right? They only hear parts of it.
They hear what they want to hear.
Right. I didn't hear that either, but I think it is important to, you know, to extrapolate upon the fact that no one is calling this guy a hero. I think he's bringing interesting things to light.
Yeah.
But he is no hero.
I think he's a man who's extraordinarily angry about some injustices that he's seen.
Yeah.
It is not acceptable to commit other injustices in the name of justice.
I mean, no, it's not.
You don't get justice with more injustice.
But I mean, I think everybody on the entire planet, all almost 7 billion people, know that there's really something wrong, like, with the world, what's going on. And unfortunately, I think this injustice, this violent reaction to it is sadly like played up by society in general, especially in America.
Don't you think violence is somewhat endemic to the human condition?
No.
I saw a thing with Jane Woodall with the chimpanzees. Some chimpanzee found like a gas
Goodall?
Can.
Jane Goodall?
Goodall? Did I say? Okay.
Woodall.
Whatever. Yeah. whatever their names are.
The lady who studies monkeys.
Jane Fossey. Whatever. So the chimpanzee gets a hold of a metal gas can, and he brings it into the troop. You know, I think that's what you call a bunch of chimpanzees. And he's banging around. Bang, 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 bang. He's getting, he's kind of scaring people with the, scaring other chimps with the noise and stuff, and he's able to, kind of move up in the hierarchy of the troop by making a noise and that kind of thing, and it just makes me wonder, is it part of the condition?
No, because it doesn't usually work with animals that way, and I don't think it worked with humans in the Paleolithic age either. If you look at like prides of lions, the lion, it's not this, like, they overplay this thing too, that they saw like wolves doing alpha and omega. There's the alpha. The alpha gets its alpha thing, not so much because the omega keeps attacking and it keeps winning the fight between an alpha wolf or a lion, they work in the same principles. It's because who gets the most food? That's who gets it's the smart one that gets all the, the ladies, if you want to put it in that perspective, or that's the one that becomes a leader.
It's
not from violent, like, oh, I can scare you. It's from mutual respect that exists. I mean, that's just how nature works. And I think that's humans. That's how humans work. Humans, because if violence was our natural innate language to talk to each other with, to show who's in charge, we would have never created society or civilization.
No,
they do call it the final solution in some ways, too. And, I mean, it can be final in some ways.
Well, it's short-term,
humans
sure.
Humans are equally closely related to bonobos as they are with chimps, and bonobos are incredibly peaceful.
Yeah, they work things out with hand jobs.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, they have orgies. Awesome.
855 450 free Talk Live.
Speed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
You're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger Safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. freetalklive.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.